Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Money is really just a tool. It's a form of energy that you can use to make or create other things. And you can decide whether you're making and creating good things or bad things. Some people take money and create evil. Some people take money and create good things. So enjoying the journey is critical, and not focusing too much on the end goal, which usually is the dollars that we're chasing. But what about the relationships that you make along the way?
You're tuned into the Entrepreneurial You podcast with Henneka Watkus Porter, the Jamaican podcast queen, author, international speaker, coach, and entrepreneur. Since I launched this podcast in 2017, each week I have featured a global high-impact entrepreneur and leader to motivate, inspire, and educate you as you scale and grow your business. If you are new here, some of these guests have been Lisa Nichols, Richard Branson, John Lee Dumas, Paul Carrick Brunson, Seth Godin, etc. In 2022, I will continue to bring you the best and the brightest, but of course, I'm shifting things up a bit. I will be focusing more on game changers who are from the Caribbean and African diaspora. Additionally, I recently had a dream come true where I'm now hosting the TV edition of The Entrepreneurial You. Yay! This airs on Business Access TV, which is available in 14 Caribbean islands. I will also be sharing these episodes with you via this podcast. So, as you will notice, the guests are the same ilk that you have grown accustomed to on the podcast, but they are mainly from Jamaica. You'll also notice that the TV edition has a different format with other elements included, which were formatted for a TV audience. So things like Trending Now, a Vox Pop, business tips, startup stories, and of course the main interview. Those segments have been added to make it, you know, more robust and suited for TV. And I trust that this, although formatted for TV, will translate into a great audio experience for you. Please enjoy listening as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. The Entrepreneurial You podcast is sponsored by HennekaWatkusPorter.com and the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Want to unleash the entrepreneur within you? Keep listening. And when you're through, please head over to HennekaWatkusPorter.com for more episodes, blogs, and other useful content. Here's today's episode, but first, a quick word from the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
It's time to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit in you. Time to take that step towards leading and excelling in life and business. Whether you're starting with an idea or you're looking to scale up, there's something here for everyone. So, follow me on this journey of unleashing and celebrating the entrepreneur in you. Zach of many trades, Zachary Harding has crafted a diversified career profile that has taken him from the dance hall to the boardroom and into the Forbes Business Council, and he's just getting started. Dubbed a marketing guru, Harding has a track record of excellence in senior management and strategic marketing roles with prominent brands such as the Jamaica Tourist Board, ATL, Red Stripe, Jampro, the Urban Development Corporation, Caribbean Airlines, the Port Authority of Jamaica, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, just to name a few. He is currently the executive chair of Delta Capital Partners and Group Chief Executive Officer of Stocks and Securities Limited. He is the CEO with a deep-rooted passion for the cultural and creative arts on the entrepreneurial you. Moving steadfast in faith and good works, this multi-talented, game-changing CEO has built a solid track record of success across a number of industries. Today, he shares with us some details on his distinguished journey, and I can't wait to get this conversation going. Welcome, Zachary.
Thanks for having me, Henika.
It's such a pleasure to have you. And I remember a couple years ago, you should have been on the Entrepreneurial You podcast. Here you are on the TV show instead. So it's all good.
Not before it's time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you a question. Would you start off by just telling us a little bit about your work day? What's that like for you?
Well, as you can see, even when I arrived for the interview, I was on a call. I was actually on a board call. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nonstop from when I wake up. I've been trying more and more, though, to be a bit more balanced and measured with my day. Because it's really easy to burn out. And I'm not any crazy person, like up at 4 in the morning and going to bed at 12 at night or anything at all like that. But I'm up by 6. I try and schedule a morning session of meetings and calls with my team. And then leave the afternoon for conference calls, board meetings, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I remember a couple of years ago, one of my daughters asked me, Dad, what exactly do you do? Because it seems like your job is just talking on the phone. And I do spend a lot of time just communicating with people, right? So I'm not making anything physical with my hands. You know, my wife, Tamara Harding, she has Marmaid Design. She's making wood stuff. I'm just communicating with people.
So how do you ensure that you have that harmony in your life? And we're going to touch into all these things that you've been doing, but Let's talk about harmony.
So the first thing is recognizing that you can't do everything. Critical that you build a support team, right? Everybody wants to be a hero, especially in Jamaica. Everybody thinks that they're the big boss and they're the one done, etc. I have found that it's much better when you have a support team around you. In my situation, I have a Janelle Brown. So Janelle is my chief of staff. I'm very specific with that title because I don't feel like I need a personal assistant, right? I mean, I can take my own calls and schedule my own lunch and stuff like that, but Janelle ends up being like my manager. So she manages my day. She ensures that I have the right amount of calls, the right amount of meetings, and the right amount of time just in front of the computer, and then also schedules block out time for me for family, etc. So having a team to help you manage the flow of your day is critical.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about your TED Talk.
Yes.
Right. And that's pretty fresh. So let's delve a little into that. What was that experience like for you?
It was exciting. To get a call like that, to know that you've been asked to come and speak, first of all, to a live studio audience in another country, Aston University. It was exciting and it was also a bit nerve-wracking. And I explain to people why. You put a mic in my hand, put me in front of 10,000 people, no big deal, right? I can handle myself, I can manage myself. I don't really get nervous, I probably get excited. And that comes from being a DJ for the last 20 years. So I don't mind that, I'm okay with public speaking. Say to me that it's gonna be recorded. So if you make any mistakes, it's ingrained in the recording, one, and then two, it's going to be published to 30 million. plus subscribers on the TED platform, and then the opportunity to reach even more than that, you start to get a little bit nervous. Because you're like, suppose I said the wrong thing. Once it came down to showtime, though, I wasn't really that nervous, to be honest with you. Because I knew that it was just time to deliver. I did the best I could. Terry opened the show. Amazing. As always, she knocked it out of the park. I was in the audience watching, crying, because she was talking about her and her daughter and their relationship and, you know, kind of an alternative method of raising kids. And I have two daughters myself, big grown daughters now, 25 and 22. So that connected me. And then I was left to close the show. So that was a little bit of pressure again. But overall, a fantastic experience. They say it's going to take a couple of weeks to come out because I have to vet it to make sure that, you know, you don't say anything libelous or slanderous. Mm-hmm. Once it comes out, we'll see how people respond. But I've put forward a new theory in terms of how to make better decisions. And that came from me being a DJ.
We have to take a break, but when we come back, Zachary talks more about his career development and business management tools 21st century entrepreneurs should be using. Stay with us. More on The Entrepreneurial You with guest Zachary Harding. Welcome back. Executive Chairman of Delta Capital Partners and Group Chief Executive Officer of Stocks and Securities Limited, Zachary Harding, is my guest today, and we're getting real about business and what it truly takes to live successfully in purpose. So, Zachary, if you could travel back in time to the beginning of your career and have 50 minutes with your younger self, what lessons would you be communicating to that younger self now?
Be patient.
Big one. Be patient. Very big one.
My younger self was very eager to succeed, to do well, to conquer, to show what my value was. And so I was a little bit anxious sometimes in some of the things that I would say or execute. Because I felt like, you know, I was confident in what I was doing and what I was about, and I wanted to just get it done. But sometimes you have to be patient, because when you're dealing with other people, everybody operates at a different pace. So I may be ahead of somebody else, and then I also may be needing to catch up to somebody else in another scenario. So understanding that time is a necessary part of the process, and just giving yourself time to learn as you go along. We don't know everything. We can't know everything. It's a continuous learning process. And so now, looking back and in some of the people that I'm mentoring, and they're anxious. They want to, like, you know, get on with what they're doing. And I would mention a conversation that I had with my dad once. And I said, "Dad, you know, how did you get to a point of being able to, like, buy a house? You know, and how did you get to buy a car? You know, like, how did that happen?" And he just looked at me and said, "It didn't happen overnight." And it struck me, and I was like, yeah, like, it would have taken, you know, some amount of hard work and process to get there. And so now it's critical that we have the ability to allow things to evolve and not want and need everything tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about patience, what comes to mind for me as well is enjoying the journey.
Yes.
Because as an entrepreneur, and, you know, when you're just starting out, you want to get to the next level so quickly, and you don't stop to enjoy where you are at, because at every point in our lives, I believe where we're at now is somewhere that we have prayed to be at. And when we get to that place, we want to move to the next level without recognizing, you know, that, you know, we need to stop and smell the coffee, all of that stuff. So talk to us about, you know, just enjoying the journey, and what have you learned about that on your way?
The insights that you get as you go through the process can be very valuable if you took the time to pay attention. Right. If you're only focused on busting the tape at the end of the finish line, then you may not, you know, experience when you happen to glance up and see a family member in the crowd cheering you on. Right. I mean, I use it as a fictional example, but it is as you are progressing and as you are getting closer towards your goal, you still have to be having fun. If not, what's the point? right? We're not all here for a long time, but we should be here for a good time. You don't know when your hour or minute or second will be called. So if you're living a miserable life, chasing an end goal that you believe will give you happiness at the end, then what's the point if you don't even make it there? If you drop out in the middle of it, then you'd have just dropped out unhappy and feeling unfulfilled. So I treat every moment as if it could be my last. Mm-hmm. Right? 3 years ago, I'll tell you this story. I had a bit of a near-death experience. Wow. Right? So had a seizure in my sleep for no apparent reason. Ended up in the hospital. Spent a week in the hospital. Did a whole bunch of tests that couldn't really find anything that said, you know, it's just stress, you're just overworked, you're not sleeping enough. And I remember being there in the hospital bed and thinking to myself, boy, you know, you're working really hard, you know, you're trying to get it done for the wife and for the family and try to, you know, do well for your staff and your co-workers. Try to make more money. You know, we're trying to get more money to amass more wealth and things. And I said, if I just dropped dead yesterday, I couldn't have carried the money with me. So what's the point? It's not real. I can't take the money with me when I die and when they put me down in the ground or cremate me. So money is really just a tool. It's a form of energy that you can use to make or create other things. And you can decide whether you're making and creating good things or bad things. Some people take money and create evil. Some people take money and create good things. So enjoying the journey is critical and not focusing too much on the end goal, which usually is the dollars that we're chasing. Mm-hmm. But what about the relationships that you make along the way? The friendships that you develop along the way? The ideas and the innovation that you co-create along the way. That to me is what makes it all worthwhile.
The brilliant Zachary Harding is with me on The Entrepreneurial You. Don't go anywhere. We wrap things up for this session on the other side of the break. Welcome back to The Entrepreneurial You. Welcome back. A man who is excelling in entertainment as much as he is in private sector and government business, the CEO DJ Zachary Harding. DJ, huh?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your paying journey.
Started a long time ago. When I was 16, 17, I used to have parties. And sometimes I was a little bit frustrated with the music at the parties. And I was like, well, I want to learn how to DJ because I'd love to, you know, have an input in how the vibe is in the party. So at the time, my brother, Jeremy Harding, who was a big producer, he wasn't a big producer then. He was overseas in Montreal. He was at music production school after leaving McGill University. And he started DJing. So I kind of, you know, looked up to him and I wanted to also learn how to DJ. Started, loved it, fell in love with it from day one. Joined and helped to form a sound system called Syndicate Disco. And I just love playing music for people. Right, so I did that for several years. Then my brother Jeremy was overseas, wanted to come back to Jamaica. And we really wanted to have an impact on the music business. So, you know the story is two uptown youths went to Campion. What is their role in dancehall and DJing?
Right.
And all,
what is? Right?
But for me, it was just learning and understanding that that was and it still is Jamaica's main culture, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt a little bit separated from it, maybe growing up not being, you know, as in contact or in touch with it as I'd like to be. I just love the music. I was also at the time used to DJ out, and this kid that people knew as Sean Henriquez used to sing on the mic, right? And some people are like, boy, what is this guy doing singing? He might have a little vibe still, but, you know, not really too sure about him. And I saw magic in Sean, right? I was like, this guy can win a Grammy and be an international superstar when nobody else was seeing it. Myself and my friend Kimani Robinson signed him to management. So I was Sean Paul's first manager. Jeremy was a producer. So I'd carry Sean up to the studio. He'd voice dub plates. If for Syndicate, for Renaissance, for all of the songs. And then we produced his first songs and released his first song. So Sean Paul, Baby Girl, produced by Jeremy Harding on Too Hard Records label. And then lots of other artists also will come. So Vegas, Cobra, Spraga Benz, Beanie Man, whole heap of artists would come and we'd voice them and put out the records.
Your experience with Sean Paul talks about your ability to spot a diamond in the rough, right? And I know that is a trait of a very good leader, and I believe that you are. What are some of the other qualities that you think a great leader needs to possess?
Good decision-making ability, right? You have to be able to motivate and inspire other people, that's for sure. If you're a leader, then by definition, you must have followers, right? Because then who are you leading? So you have to be able to set an example, you have to be able to articulate a very clear vision, and then you have to be able to get people motivated behind that vision. I remember being on a flight and a journalist asked me, what do you attribute to your success? At the time, I was, done in the road and doing well in marketing and stuff. And she was like, what do you attribute your success to? Like, how do you continuously make good decisions? As you say, how do I continuously spot the diamonds in the rough? And I never really thought about it before. And I was like, it's from being a DJ. She was like, from being a DJ? Like, I don't understand. I said, yeah, because being a DJ means I have to be continuously reading the audience or target market to decide on the best product or song to get their buy-in or response. So I'm doing that in real time by the minute with each song that I'm thinking through and selecting to play to get you to dance, sing, put your hands in the air, bust gunshot, give me a big forward, whatever the case is. And so it's like practicing that over and over and over again until you're now able to apply that into regular decision making. That has now led me to coming up with a formula for decision making, which is what I presented at TEDx. And that formula is called the Careful Decision Making Formula. And that's decisions made with C-A-R-E, care, which help you to feel more fulfilled, full in your life. And so DJing has been the foundation of me being able to make better decisions, which has helped me to be a better leader.
And over the years, I'm sure that there have been some leaders who would have inspired you. Share some of those with us today.
Many leaders. From a work perspective, William Mahfood would be one of the top guys. Mm-hmm. Best boss I've ever had, good friend, a guy I have a lot of respect and admiration for. He's the first leader and boss that gave me enough bandwidth to express myself through my marketing. Outside of that, Boot Stewart. I was CEO of ATL for a couple of years. And Boot Stewart is a marketing dods of all time. There's nobody that compares to him when it comes to marketing. And again, it's not like he didn't have a PhD in marketing, which he just understood people. Mm-hmm. I would also have to say my parents. My dad had a lot of one-liners that he delivered to me, which at the time as a kid I thought was very annoying,
right?
But then as I look back now, I'm like, yo, he was right, And then my mom, who to this day, we're on WhatsApp all day long. She's my best friend. And she has helped to guide me through many challenging situations. So I've been fortunate to have a lot of leaders around me. And I guess it's how you take inspiration from people. Maybe somebody else would say, yo, so-and-so is not a good leader, not a good boss. But I'm like, no, they gave me a chance. They taught me some lessons. And so with that, I was able to grow and develop and then hopefully pass that on to somebody else.
On that note, we take a quick break. But first, here is our business tip of the day with Les Brown.
Most of us don't test ourselves. We're stronger than we give ourselves credit for being. You have to get to a point where you say, I've had it. I'm not going out like this. I'm not going to live like this. This is not me. At the end of the day, if you're not willing to learn, no one can help you. But if you're willing to learn, no one can stop you. Here's something that's very important. What you listen to, you turn into. There's something you have. You have built-in greatness lying dormant, waiting for you to call it forth.
Coming up, we hit the streets to get the views of Jamaicans on our topic of the day, and we highlight another business trend you'll want to pay close attention to. Welcome back. Now it is time to feature our startup business of the week with Idol Vegan Goddess.
My name is Amadonna. I operate the Idol Vegan Goddess restaurant, which includes a whole lot of wholesome, clean and delicious dishes from the sea and earth. At an early age, I started to admire the Rastafarian culture, our way of life, and I realized how they eat healthy. It was not possible for us sometimes to get healthy meals on the road when you go, because at that time, people did not believe in eating healthy. So I said to myself, well, this is a business for me, not just a way of life. And that's how I started off. Knowing that the time when we started eating from the plant, which we called Ital food at that time, now it is called vegan, a lot of people did not believe in eating like that, and we were scorned, we were ridiculed, we were looked down on. And to see now where it reached, when I'm like a pastor that changed a worldling into a Christian. I can change someone that eat meat every day to eating Ital food or vegan food. And to me, that is so rewarding. Especially when you feed someone daily and they call you and they said, you know what? I've seen a lot of difference in my health. Wow, that is awesome to me. That is like, yes, you did it. Where I'm at now with my Irish, creating dishes and juices and want to make product of my own. Sometimes to source the things that Jamaica does not produce, even though people said use what we have. For example, if I want to make vegan cheese, then more than likely I would have to source the products from outside of the country. And sometimes it's not affordable for me to do what I would really want to do. Dream for the business, to have change of Ital Vegan Goddess globally. To leave legacy for my children, my grandchildren, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my sisters, everyone, so that everyone can inherit something, even when I'm around. If you want to find us on Instagram, Ital Vegan Goddess, and Facebook, Amadonna. Telephone number 876-307-9396. Link us. Blessings.
The Entrepreneurial You, voice of the people. Our featured business leader, Zachary Harding, also freelances in the entertainment industry as a DJ. As such, we went to the streets to find out what is the value of that industry today.
How much do you think the dancehall industry is worth?
Millions and a lot, man.
Billions, you know, millions.
Overall, entertainment industry is worth trillions. So the dancehall industry itself, a billion is it worth, you know. Take for example, reggaeton come off a dancehall, hip hop come off a dancehall, and they are making billions.
Around billions.
Well, I think it's worth a lot, like surpass any amount of money you think that it's worth because of the impact that it actually puts on the world. Without dancehall, it's really boring.
Well, can you really put a price on dancehall though? But we know it probably worth some good trillions and stuff. Meaning that we have artists that are constantly coming into dancehall, and then you have those that just vanish after a while. But you can't really put a price on dancehall.
The dancehall industry, for me, it is very difficult to put a value on it because I believe Jamaica culture, dancehall music in particular, has quite a bit of value. And so it is hard to put a figure to it, but maybe about $5 billion. About.
In terms of US dollars, I think it's worth billions based on the culture alone. In terms of Jamaican, easily trillions of dollars.
It's time to find out what's trending now in business. Has video conferencing shaped the future of communication? The studies indicate a resounding yes, and Zoom Video Communications Inc. has come out of the shadows to lead the technological pack. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, more and more companies were forced to rely on video conferencing tools to maintain business. An unprecedented 2020 gave rise to video conferencing systems, and Zoom was perfectly positioned to grow in demand. The accessibility and ease of deployment has made it one of the leading virtual meeting software. Let's put things into perspective. Here are some key statistics on the rapid growth of the video conferencing company Zoom Video Communications Inc. In 2020, Zoom generated $2.6 billion in revenue, a 317% increase year-on-year. It was also one of the fastest growing apps of the pandemic, with meeting participants increasing by 2,900%. And we're not done. It has almost 500,000 business customers as of March 2021. Its valuation exceeded 100 billion during the pandemic, and the number of annual meeting minutes on Zoom is now over 3.3 trillion. Not bad for a company launched in 2013, less than 10 years ago. Zoom's uptake in use has had one of the most rapid business growths of 2020, and research projects that the video conferencing industry will be worth $20 billion by 2024, so there is more than enough opportunity for game-changing expansions of companies such as Zoom. It's safe to say this trend is here to stay, constantly being developed with added enhanced next generation features, and this boom is sure to last beyond COVID-19. And that's it this week for What's Trending Now in Business.
The questions that ought to be asked, the essential highlights to be shared, and the empowerment that needs to be spread start right here on The Entrepreneurial You, as we unleash the entrepreneurial spirit in you. Thanks so much to my guest, Zachary Harding, for being willing and ready to be part of this mandate and for the meaningful conversation we've had, highlighting his groundbreaking work as a business guru. Until next time, I am Henika Watkis-Porter, leaving you with a point of hope to take you through the day. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Proverbs 16, verse 3. What good? Here's a preview of what's next on The Entrepreneurial You.
I've learned that at the end of the day, it's not how many mistakes you make, you know, but how you come out. Mm-hmm. And I've learned in life that if you put in the work and you pay attention to the lessons that you learned, there are no failures. We don't rest on our laurels. We're always looking to see how we're going to improve, how we're going to serve our customers better. And that is my greatest win today.
Join us next week for another set of thought-provoking conversations with leaders, captivating features, and an opportunity to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit in you. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening to the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I do hope to catch you next week. But until then, make sure that you visit hennikawatkisporter.com, where you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in the Entrepreneurial You, I'd appreciate if you leave a rate and review on Apple, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, and that would help me out a bit too. So you might also want to check out my ebook, How to Start a Podcast for Beginners. It's completely free. All you have to do is go to the website and just follow the instructions once the pop-up comes there and you'll be good to go. I want you to know that I'm available for podcast production, hosting, and private coaching, to conduct podcast workshops, or simply to speak at your event. All you have to do is send me a message via the contact form or via WhatsApp, and I'll be happy to connect with you. Do take care.